Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
All right, everybody, let's introduce our guest this week, and that's Dr. Morgan Gibson from Sweet Home, Alabama. Morgan, how are you doing?
Woohoo, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Yeah. I just want everybody to know I have Meredith on this week's episode to translate something into something that everybody can understand, because you do sound exactly like the movie Sweet Home, Alabama.
That's a compliment.
It is. I mean, yes. Kidding me? That's a total compliment.
I actually have some friends from school that were extras in that movie.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. I hope they got paid. My mom was an extra in Homeland, and she got paid $15 for her day down there.
Oh, good.
My dad was so mad at me because I couldn't go down there.
Oh, that's funny. Dr. Morgan, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a UAB graduate, UAB Dental School and University of Alabama for undergrad. I took over my father-in-law's very successful practice in, I think it was August 2017, and it was kind of one of those sink or swim moments, because I thought he was going to stick around for a little bit, but he decided to go ahead and retire. So I was kind of, you know, treading water, trying to figure out how the heck to run a practice and do dentistry, and on top of that, I had a five-month-old, so... Since then, I have built a new office and brought on an associate, and life is good right now. And I had another baby right before.
So which part of that is good? Is it the...
All of it.
Because you, the baby came last in all that statement, you know?
I was going to say, the first time we met you, you were very pregnant.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morgan. So for those of you listening, Morgan is a... I guess I could say a fan of 3D Dentist. She has been to the
masterminder.
She's been to the mastermind. She's been through the digital implant continuum. And we wanted to bring her on to talk about some of the successes, because I think it's important for people to hear other people being successful. It's one thing for myself or Sully to get up there. You know, we have pretty gregarious personalities. We can drive some things. We can kind of push through. But I think it's important to hear... quote unquote regular folk. I had to say that. Did I say that in my southern accent well enough?
Yes.
So Morgan, why don't you give our listeners a little bit more detail about some of the chaos your practice was in from 2017 through 2020?
I think the most important thing you said, though, is you took over a practice that was already successful. So you walked into success. You weren't looking for success. You didn't feel like you needed something. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, I'm already successful, I'm good. So that was important, yeah. I think, thing you said.
I think, too, there's so many levels to what you know, one can think is success. I mean, financially, I was doing great. I mean, it was, you know, a blessing to go into a practice like that, but I was miserable. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, not being able to do the procedures I thought I was going to be able to do right out of residency. I did a AEGD, and I thought I was going to be doing molar endo. I bought, you know, all the stuff, all this cool equipment, and I was so busy that I couldn't even do the procedures I wanted to do. It was just like drill and fill, quadrant dentistry all day. I was comfortable with extractions to start with until that first one in private practice that was in number 15 threw me an hour and a half behind schedule, and I didn't get home until 7 o'clock. I mean, I was just miserable, you know, just so busy, but I wasn't enjoying my job. And that was part of the reason why I chose dentistry, was I loved it, but I was miserable. I mean, so was I financially successful? Yeah. But the quality of life was just downhill from there.
When was the point that you decided that you wanted something different for yourself?
Well, it that feeling kind of grew after, you know, from August to December when I started. I was like, okay, this is just how life's going to be. And that's that. But then, you know, I started thinking there's got to be a better way. I've got to be looking at things to do differently. The first off being we were crammed in a tiny, maybe 1,500 square foot office with five ops. I mean, we were just on top of each other. And I was like, I can't do this. I didn't have the room to be able to see the amount of patients that we had or to be able to do the procedures I wanted to do. I bought a cone beam and we didn't have room for it. I thought it was going to be fine and it wasn't. So that was when I kind of started playing with the fact of, okay, I need something with more ops. Then I can see all these patients. But then there's still the problem of, you know, just trying to get as many people in as quickly as possible, kind of the old mindset of what a dental office is supposed to be like, just quick, 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 in and out, tire shop, dentistry, you know. And
tire shop dentistry. I love that. Yeah. I've never heard it called that. But now that you say that, I remember when I had to go get, when I was in an economic situation that I had to get used tires, I used to go to the used tire place and they would have those little racks outside and you'd just show up and it was, it's tire shop dentistry. Oh my God.
Well, and there were so many people asking for patches and I was like, I can't just patch this. I got to fix it right. And, you know, I just knew a change had to come, and we started, my husband and I started talking about building a new office, and I'm also left-handed. The current office that I was in was made for a right-handed dentist, and it was very, very painful. So I knew I couldn't practice like that for 30 years, and, you know, I kind of started doing my research on social media and, like, just seeing what other people were doing. I actually found Sully's podcast first, The Millennial Dentist. And
that hurts. That burns.
Sorry. Well,
why aren't you a guest on his podcast then?
No. Well, I heard about him and then I started seeing more about 3D dentists and hearing you guys. And I'm like, okay, there is a better way. There is a better way to practice dentistry. And, you know, going to the mastermind weekend, it was like, oh my gosh, there are other people like me out there that are struggling to figure out which way is up. Like, what do we do? How can we practice smarter, not harder? And, you know, really analyzing the numbers of everything and like realizing I need help. I need an associate. That was just an eye-opening moment. And I was like, okay, build the building, bring on the associate. And then I can add procedures.
All right, I want to back up. I want to back up for a second. So you planned on building this building for you to do more dentistry without an associate?
I mean, I had a dream of getting an associate, but I had no like plan. I had no really clue what I was doing other than I want a pretty office that has windows. That's all I want.
That you can work on the left side of.
Exactly.
But if it had windows, she'd be okay working on the right side.
Yeah, we didn't have windows in the old office. That was a struggle.
And what's been that transition like? I know I want to talk about implants, but I want to kind of lay the groundwork. What's been the transition into your new office, into having an associate, into actually slowing down your schedule? What has been the effect of that?
I'm so much less stressed now. Like, I can actually go on vacation and not feel bad about it. I love having somebody else here to talk, you know, about treatment plans with. And I'm just not running as ragged. I'm not, you know, stressing about getting this patient done to get to the next patient. Like, we're moving slower, but we're doing so much better. So,
and when you say better, right? What does that mean? Clinically, economically?
Both. I feel like I can take the time to get something right. Or I'm actually getting to do dentistry I like to do. Not as much like quadrant dentistry, I guess. I'm just enjoying my job. I enjoy coming to work. I enjoy helping people and knowing that I did my absolute best instead of rushing through a procedure just to get it done and get to the next patient.
That's amazing. And just a quick plug, if you don't mind, was the mastermind helpful for you?
Oh, I mean, hands down. Ask Meredith. I've already signed up for the reunion. I'm like, let's do this.
Good. My kids, thank you.
I can't wait to see you and for you to see the retreat.
Oh, the retreat is amazing.
I had major FOMO after seeing the implant continuum, and I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, we're so excited and so blessed to have such a hashtag blessed, right? Is that mm-hmm. what we do?
Yeah. Welcome to the South.
All right. That's so. It. Let's so after the mastermind, after you kind of got into a new office, you had made a decision that you wanted to add implants into your practice. Walk us through, if you don't mind, why then? What held you back? You know, walk through the decision process, the fears, any fears that you may have had about adding implants to your practice.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Well, I'm such a planner, and I research the heck out of everything before I do it. But when I make my decision, I'm like, sure about it. That's what I'm doing. And I knew I needed to add some procedures because before at the old office, I was having to refer out literally everything, all endo, all extractions, all implants. I mean, literally the only thing I was doing was fillings and crowns. And
living the dream.
I like surgery, and I thought that I wouldn't, but I just missed doing other stuff. And so it had been probably about 3 years since I had done any extractions, unless they were super perio involved and could pull it out with gauze. It had been 3 years, and I had the didactic implant training in residency, but we just didn't have a ton of experiences in that residency in particular for implants. And I just don't like to do anything unless I feel 100% ready. And so I started doing research on implant courses, and I already knew, you know, about you guys. And I had seen some other friends from dental school doing implant courses that took a really long time. I think they had like 4 or 5 sessions they had to go to. They didn't really have a live patient experience, you know, with a lot of implants. And I just didn't want to do that. I wanted something that I was like, okay, we're going to learn about this and we're going to do it. And we're going to get these experiences before you go back to practice, because I'm really bad about learning something and not going back and doing it, because either I didn't have the equipment or I just didn't feel comfortable. And I knew implants were something that I wanted to bring to the practice, because I just felt like there were so many patients I already had who needed them. And I was just referring these all out. So
you know what they say? They say that roughly 90% of people that take CE don't actually implement what they take. Mm. And sounds like you've been that. I've been that statistic before. So we've all been that. All right. So fast forward, you know, you came through our live patient implant program. At the time you took it, it was 2 different weekends. Tell us what you thought about the program. You know, tell us your experience in the program.
Well,
what did you expect and not expect? I mean, kind of walk through that.
Well, since I had done the mastermind, I knew that I would have mentors who were actually available for me to talk to. Y'all were accessible. I didn't want to go to an implant course and then get back and have questions and not have anybody to contact directly. I'm just an analyzer like that. And so I expected to have that good community that 3D Dentist has given me, like with the mastermind. So I did expect that. I knew we were going to do live patient experiences, but I guess I didn't realize how many. I mean, I left, especially the first session, I was ready to do PRF. Like, I bought the Intraspin right after, started doing PRF with my bone grafts. I felt a lot more comfortable with setting teeth. That was something that I didn't really anticipate feeling 100% comfortable with when I got back. But we did so many at the first weekend that I was ready to go. And believe it or not, in dental school, I mean, we weren't even allowed to touch a handpiece in oral surgery. The residents had to come do it. So felt totally comfortable with doing that after the first weekend. And it just, I don't know, the live patient experiences were my favorite part.
Excellent. Now let's fast forward to, you've taken the training. 90% of the people that take training in many courses, they go back and they have failure to launch. Where are you at in your implant journey? Are you, you know, would you consider yourself successful? How did you get started? What struggles did you reach with? What kind of allowed you to actually get started and actually do it in your practice?
Failure to launch. Are we going to the moon now?
Isn't there a movie called Failure to Launch?
There is.
All right.
It's a great
I like it. Isn't it?
I was going to say, is it Kate Hudson or Sarah Jessica Parker? I can't remember.
One of them blondes.
So, yeah.
So one thing that really was the game changer, I think, for me to where I knew I wouldn't have failure to launch, and you told us to have 5 cases to bring to the course. I had my first implant patient in private practice scheduled for 8 a.m. Monday morning, right after I got back.
How tired were you?
I was tired, but I have kids.
You rallied, like, yeah.
You're a woman.
So, yeah, you're a mom.
You're not a man.
The men take Monday off to recover.
I was sweating like a sinner in church, but I was.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard that
You've
one.
You've never heard that one? Taylor says that all the time.
You were sweating like a
sinner in church.
I don't go to church.
Okay.
I was sweating like a sinner in church.
Look, we have to take you to our Southern Baptist church one weekend.
I want to go so badly. All right, let's get back to.
You're going to be sweating.
You're sweating.
I had my guide, though, so I knew exactly. I was like, this is where this implant's going. I mean, we're doing this. We had all the equipment ready to go. I had already purchased it, guided kit, motor, had bought an implant package. So I had the implants. So, I mean, it was go time. So I got here at like 7 a.m. Monday morning, set it up. Like, I mean, I was ready, but I was nervous, but we had so many experiences both placing with implants and then assisting our partner with implants that, I mean, I was ready. I was like, let's do this. And I mean, we were done before 9 o'clock and I was like, that's it. Like, we're here.
Did you sleep the night before? Did you sleep that night? Were you so excited?
She was worried about being
really
a sinner.
Tired, so I didn't sleep. But honestly, like, I'm not kidding. I feel totally comfortable because of those experiences that we had at the implant continuum. Like, I wasn't as nervous as I would be if I'd only placed like one or two implants, you know. Felt totally comfortable. And like I said, I'm a planner, so I had my guide and I even double checked, you know, with my guide pen after that first pilot drill. I was like, okay, we're in the right spot. Let's do this. I mean, it just took so much of the fear out by having those experiences and by doing guided surgery.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a moment to talk briefly about, kind of give some background to what Morgan's talking about. It's very important to me that we produce successful dentists. And everybody, as Morgan said, we all define success differently. But I define success when it comes to our implant program that somebody goes back and they get started right away. And so what we ask and what we provide is we remove all the excuses. We put together packages where the attendees can get everything that they need. They can get support from the rep. The rep can be there if they choose for that. And we ask you to bring 5 cases to the program. We will sit down with you, walk through your case, virtually planning it. So walking through potential pitfalls, what's good, what's not good, what's happening, so that you virtually have done surgery before. We will plan your guide and give you a guide with all the planning reports that go with it. So that way, when you leave our program, you have up to your first 5 guides ready to go. And we ask that you schedule those first 5 cases the week that you get back. Because the important part is I want you to taste success. I want it to be fresh in your mind. And I want your team members to see you go back and do it right away. So Morgan, while I mentioned team, talk to us about your team's any trepidation they may have had, doing something that was brand new to them, and kind of where they've gotten in this process.
Well, I think for the most part, the whole attitude was excitement. I mean, we're doing something else other than crowns and fillings. Like, we're adding a procedure. And honestly, several of the assistants had experiences at other jobs of placing implants, doing surgery, things like that. I did send one assistant to phlebotomy, or however you say that, school. So she's now certified and drawing, so I don't have to do it every time. I'm kind of the closer if she can't get it, and then we, you know, just get going.
But, we're the opposite around here.
I'm definitely not
the closer.
But she, you know, she loves doing it. The team loves doing the implants. And, you know, they were the ones who, when I told them, hey, I'm doing an implant course. I mean, it was like everybody was so excited. So they started talking to patients about it. Hey, Dr. Gibson's going to be starting to place implants in, or we're going to offer implants in our practice in whatever it was, October, I think. And so they were the ones to get the patients thinking about it, to get them talking about it. And I think one thing that really helped too, that y'all kind of offered in your course, we talked about the practice management side of things and kind of to how to offer it to patients. It's almost like a package, like, okay, tooth replacement package. Here's what it's going to cost you to replace this tooth. And so it's easy for everybody to talk about. The team, you know, knows how much it is to do implant from start to finish, how much it is for the extraction and bone grafting, start to finish, you know. So they were really excited. It was like, yay, we're finally doing something different.
And how much did that motivate you that the team had already mentioned it to patients, that they were already patients had already trusted you? There was no turning back then.
Well, everybody was just, you know, excited. They're like, oh, I don't have to go anywhere else. And,
right.
they were just excited to have that on board as another thing in our pocket. And it also, I felt their excitement that day that I went in to place that first one. Like, we were all ready. We're expecting success, and we were cheering each other on and everything. So it was really good to feel like I had them, you know, they had my back.
That's important. I want to bring up something that I often hear from other dentists. They often have this fear that they don't have the patients. And that fear is getting less and less now. But what I do often hear is, how do I tell patients that I'm new at this? And how do I get them to be confident in me? And it sounds like your team actually took an opposite approach. They told them that you were going to start placing implants. So what can you say to people that are worried about their patient's perception that you're new at this? Does that really matter?
I've only had one patient in particular that I remember saying, well, how long have you been doing this? How many have you placed? And just really kind of analyzing that. And I just told them, I mean, I was trained in placing implants back in, I mean, we talked about it in dental school and residency. We just didn't have the patient experiences. And I just told them I'd place less than 100.
Yeah, I would just say you just came and recently learned the technology and a workflow that makes it easy for the team.
And that's what we talked about. I said I kind of went over with that one particular patient. Look, and I think he was an engineer or something. I said, look, we've got 3D imaging technology that we can mesh with your scan, and I literally plan your surgery before I even go in there. There's no guessing game. Like, it just made sense to me, like, going over that technology with him and everything. So that's kind of how we've approached it. Like, I got more training in the technology of it.
So now you've been placing implants for 9 to 10 months. How do you feel now versus how you felt once you were just getting started, and how many implants have you placed, if you know?
I think I've placed around 15 to 20. I have to go look up the codes at first. I get excited seeing them on my schedule now. Like, I know if I don't have an implant, like, in a week, it's kind of, I don't know, like, sad. But it is getting people, the team, more talking about the implants a little bit more, because I'm like, okay, I want to place this many by this date or something. So the people that have had those missing teeth for years, you know, we're talking to them about it more. But I'm less nervous now because, you know, I'm used to it. And it's not new anymore. It's just something that we do, you know.
And it's not an event anymore either, right? It's not like this big production. Yeah.
Right. It's just like a Tuesday. You know,
and how about
just like a Tuesday.
And how about the text message you sent us yesterday?
I think it was the other day.
Tuesday,
a patient. I had a patient who had come in. She was a new patient, saying she wanted implants, and she was totally ready to just go forward with it. She'd already had the grafting. I mean, she was ready to go. So Tuesday, we placed 2 implants and then scanned at time of placement for the restorations. And that, in an hour and a half, I produced what I would have with hygiene in a full day in the old office. So that was kind of like a, oh, wow moment. And I was like, just kind of reflecting back, like, where I was a few years ago to now. And I'm like, I have time to, like, go have a coffee afterwards before my next patient. Just tell, you know.
Don't tell your team that. But tell them you're busy.
Okay? Yeah.
They're going to stuff you full soon. You know, Morgan, I want to go backwards for a second and give you a little coaching on this. I know you want to do more implants, and I want you to do more implants. And let's talk about something that we can kind of plant seeds in our team's minds. I want you to, if you don't mind, attract 2 things for me. I want each team member to write down every day how many patients they saw that were missing a functional tooth, and how many patients they talked to about implant dentistry. And what you'll notice, that what gets tracked gets more attention. And right now, still, while you're doing very good with implants and stuff, getting started and so early in your journey, and I'm so proud of that, is I want you to double down on it. I want it to become a major focus for you and just start having your team members track how many missing teeth they saw and how many of those missing teeth they talked to the patient about. Just mention, have you ever thought about replacing that missing tooth? Would you like Dr. Gibson, when she comes in, to talk to you about, you know, options to potentially replace that tooth? And if we get that in top of the team members' minds and start tracking how many they're telling the patients, you'll start seeing that you'll actually spit out more implants at the end of the process more readily from that.
Yeah, good.
What is important to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's important to you will become important to them. And how many implants a month do you have them blocking for you?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training, Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into full arch implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
Honestly, we have not, we kind of put them in the same block as a crown block, you know, just because.
It's like a rock block or over
it's certain like, yeah, like
dollar amount.
That's it. So I haven't counted the actual blocks because I just,
so
since Mastermind, that's just become, you know, normal. Second nature. So
well, it's also become possible now, right? Because we were living in a skateboard mode for a long time. And then getting into a new office, getting an associate, started allowing you to free up your schedule. But to build on what Meredith said, I think, and I'm seeing this more and more so it's an area that I want us to be more clear about, is I'm glad that you're blocking crowns and high-value procedures, but I want you to make implants its own block. Like, literally, it's not just a crown or an implant, because the crowns are more readily available than implants. I need it to be, you know, hey, we're doing 3 implants a month. I need 3 blocks a month. Hey, we're doing 5 implants a month. I need 5 blocks. Hey, I want to do 10. Let's block 10 spots. And then 3 days before, if that block isn't full with the patient, then it can be a crown as a secondary backup. And what you'll find is you'll get more productive. One, you'll do more implants because you're blocking for it and your team knows that this spot is reserved for implants. And then your team will start talking to patients about, hey, you know, we reserve Tuesdays at 2:00, for example, for our implant patients. And then so you'll get more that way. The other thing you'll notice is that because you'll have a little bit more Swiss cheese-like schedule because you're not booking that many out, you'll start putting more priority procedures like crowns or like other productive procedures will take over that implant block at that 2 or 3 day mark. And I prefer to have a Swiss cheese schedule because it allows us to prioritize those things that are important to us to get patients in last minute or much quicker for more priority procedures.
I see. I don't see Morgan much as a skateboarder. I see her more like an ice skater, a little bit more elegant, skating from room to room.
A ballet dancer?
Yeah. But you're moving so fast. You need to be on wheels. Yeah. Or skates.
How has life changed for you with all of this? I mean, what's next for you?
Well, Botox and fillers starting week after next. So we're adding that. And then maybe sleep next. like I said, I'm a planner. I analyze like everything. So I'm trying to kind of think ahead. And my husband's like, can you slow your roll, please? And I'm like, no.
No, absolutely not. No.
So, and that was another thing. I didn't want to wait till I was like 40 or, you know, later.
That's not that old, okay?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to wait till like my kids are grown to learn implants. Like, I don't want to, you know, I wanted to do it now. You know, why wait?
I had a thought in my mind. I think the other nice thing from implementing implants and tasting success is that now you have a formula of what works when you do implement Botox and fillers, you know, or when you do go back and, you know, go down that sleep apnea journey and things like that. You have a proven formula of success. Your team has seen that you can go from zero to hero with something else, and you know how to talk to patients about this, and it becomes so important. And like I've mentioned on a previous podcast or when I talk, is implants is like a gateway drug. You know, you taste that success, exactly. And you know you can make it happen, and it's so uplifting. And I predict that in 3 or 4 years, Morgan, that you won't be doing traditional general dentistry anymore. Your schedule will be exactly the procedures and the patients that you want to work on at the fees that you want to command, doing the dentistry you want to do. And I think that should be all of our goals.
Mm-hmm. And that was another thing, like with quality of like life and everything. Of course, it's less stressful. But before, I was having to do like, okay, we're going to do this crown this day, and then you're going to have to come back. And I mean, we were booked out months at that point for the next crown. And now I'm able to really do, you know, what I want to do. If I want to do a full mouth rehab, or if I want to do a, you know, bigger aesthetic case, I've got time now. So that's been great.
It's a gateway drug, I'm telling you. It's block scheduling, getting an associate. You know, at some point you can be like, maybe it's time for another person in the practice, whether that's a partner, whether that's an associate, you know, because, you know, and I don't want to be sexist here, but I'm going to end up being, I'm certain of it. As priorities shift, as your children get older, they're going to need a little bit more of your time. And that's male or female, but honestly,
Being a mom, the kids always want the mom at the end of the day, right?
Falls on a mom. Absolutely. My kids for sure.
That's what I'm asking.
They definitely don't want me.
Which is normal.
Yeah. So, I think that's going to come into play, and I want you to have the flexibility to make those choices, not feel like, oh my God, I've got to go to the office. I've got to produce. But to be able to make that choice. And I think that's what I love so much about dentistry as a profession, is it's a profession that gives us choices. It gives us flexibility, the ability to earn more, the ability to open the faucet and do more and do less based on where we're at in our life and what we need. And I can't begin to tell you how proud I am to hear of all of these things and to hear how well you're doing, and for you to come back on and share that with all of our listeners and to speak so nicely of what we're doing. That's very nice. The check's in the mail. But I think, I think we'll have Meredith send you a new scrub top. It's not scrub top.
Scrub hat.
A scrub hat. That's
what
it's
called. Yeah, we have 3D in a scrub
hat. So yeah, so we'll make sure we send you that. Morgan, are there any other parting words of wisdom that you would tell somebody that's unhappy in the way they're practicing or not doing the type of dentistry they want to do? What would be some wisdom that you would share with them?
I think it would be, you know, you have control over this. It may feel like you don't have control and like the train's going off the rails, but you actually do have control over this. And is change scary? Yeah. But, you know, the risk of taking, you know, spending that little extra bit to learn something new or to update your office, you know, it's going to pay off. And not only, you know, economically, like for you financially, but you know, it's going to decrease your stress. It's going to make you feel so much better about your job. I mean, I know at one point I was already worried about burnout, and I've only been practicing like 2.5 years. And that's, you can change it. You can do it. And it is scary. But, another thing would be like before even going to the course, if you're even considering doing implants, go ahead, buy everything you need, block out that time for when you get back. So it's there. There's no, oh, I might place an implant 2 weeks after I get back or something, because you're gonna not feel as comfortable. Just go into it, have everything ready, and do it. So Nike, just do it.
Nike, just do it. Just screw it. Morgan, how can people get in touch with you, or are you comfortable with people getting in touch with you if they have questions about your success, if they want to come by your office, see what you're doing, if they just want to listen to your accent or whatever.
Yeah, my email is super hard. It's morgandgibson@gmail.com.
I love a good name, Gmail.
Yes, just easy peasy, yeah. Lemon squeezy. And then our office website. I'm killing you with all of my. Gibson Family Dentist is our website, so you can see pictures of the office. Has a little bit about technology, but I'm also on Instagram, Morgan D. Gibson.
Wow, you must have been early awesome. To get all those names. I tried to get Tarun Agrawal and it was taken.
Oh, really?
There's only a billion and a half of us in India.
Oh, that's true.
I'm a little late to the TikTok game, but now my team members are like, let's get a TikTok. Let's do it. So I don't know.
Morgan, you seem so much happier than when we met. Mm-hmm. You know, you were a happy person. Maybe it was because you were pregnant.
I was going to say I was 7 months pregnant at that time. So.
That didn't seem to faze you, though. The pregnancy didn't seem to
faze you. I mean, you looked like you had my belly. So to me, that all looks normal.
You chose to come spend a weekend with 10 people 7 months pregnant. So clearly the pregnancy didn't faze you.
No, I think my husband was more nervous about that than I was. And that was literally right before the world fell apart. So,
yeah.
It was fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Morgan, thank you so much for your support, your kind words. Congratulations on all the success that you're beginning to have. And like I tell everybody, I want you to taste unbelievable success because you deserve it. You're putting the hard work in. You're holding yourself accountable. You're holding your team accountable. And you're going
to make me cry.
Well, you do deserve it.
You do deserve it.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you in, is it December that we're having the retreat?
Yes.
The reunion?
First weekend of December.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have, make sure you bring jackets and stuff. So, but we'll have bonfires.
Oh, yeah. On Prime Day. We're good.
Yeah.
Prime Day jackets, even though it's 100 degrees outside right now.
Hey, it's 50% off.
Yeah.
Perfect. 50% off 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week on the T-Bone Speaks podcast, and have a great day. And I hope you were inspired and touched by Morgan's story, just like I was.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agrawal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.